USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says that a growing number of Americans have skipped the second dose of their COVID vaccination. Nearly 30% of Americans have been fully vaccinated, but the CDC says more than 5 million Americans have gotten their first shot and intentionally missed their second. Officials worry that the recent pause in using the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, as well as reports of allergic reactions to the shot in some, have made people more wary about receiving both inoculations. The latest data shows that about 140 million people, more than 42% of all Americans, have received at least one dose of COVID vaccine. And the Department of Justice announced Monday that it would launch a probe into the policing practices of the Louisville, Kentucky Police Department. Attorney General Merrick Garland said that the DOJ would assess whether the department engages in a pattern of unreasonable force and unconstitutional searches, including their execution on private homes. The department has been under intense scrutiny since the shooting of Breonna Taylor during a raid on her apartment by officers serving a no-knock warrant. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
The United States will send its stockpile of AstraZeneca COVID vaccines to other countries, making 60 million doses available to places like India, who are struggling with a surge in COVID cases. In a tweet Monday, White House COVID advisor Andy Slavitt said the shots would be sent out as soon as they were available and pass a safety check. Representative Raja Krishnamoorthy began pushing for the move last week. The Illinois Democrat tells MSNBC that those doses could be used to slow dramatic surges in other parts of the world.
We have tens of millions of doses of AstraZeneca vaccine that we are not going to use as part of our vaccination effort here in the United States. And on the other hand, a fire is raging on the COVID front in India, Argentina, Brazil, and other places. We cannot allow these vaccine doses to go unused. We should send them abroad where they can be used and they can save lives right now.
AstraZeneca's vaccine has not yet been approved for use in the United States, though it has been administered in Canada, Mexico, and much of Europe. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
People on social media have made a trend of posting their COVID vaccination cards, but experts say that's a bad idea. Tim Berg reports on some of the dangers from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The CDC says at least 138 million Americans have received at least one COVID-19 vaccine shot. The proof, a 4x3-inch paper vaccination record card issued by the CDC. First thing experts recommend you should do once you've been vaccinated is take a digital photograph of both sides of your personal record card. The one thing you should not do is post a picture of your card on social media. That's according to Nanette Day, assistant special agent at HHS, and she says the vaccine lot numbers are key to your card.
Those lot numbers are used to legitimize a fake card.
Day also telling NBC's Today Show scammers are on the lookout as well for vaccine cards online.
Well, we've already seen it be used to target people for surveys. They already know the type of vaccine you got and potentially where you received it or what date you received it on. It will lend an air of legitimacy to the fraudulent request, which makes it more likely that you're going to fall for it and take the survey and potentially provide your personal information to a fraudster.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.